Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers.
Warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning. Warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning. Warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning.
that with a great, great family at Del Rey, and
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning.
On your part, Blog Talk Radio. Now, I do know I got a caller on the line. That's my good friend, Jeremy. Hold on, Doc. I'm going to get to you in a minute. But I'm on the chat room with these idiots. And I'm calling them idiots. Because the people that you got to talk to are not the engineers. They're not the people who are not doing their goddamn job and fixing the freaking problems. These are people that are paid minimum freaking wage, probably from freaking India. Who knows who the hell you're talking to, especially in a chat room. Well, I let them have it tonight. They screw with my show tomorrow night. I will take legal action, and I do have a right to do so. And I do have a case. I do have a legitimate case where I could take them to court. Of course, I probably won't, but this continues. I'm going to have to. I'm also now, I want to let you know, Blog Talk Radio, I am now seriously, and I've looked for other radio stations on the internet to get onto. Now I'm going to be serious. I'm done with you, Blog Talk Radio. I'm done with it, okay? I'm done with the problems. I'm done contacting you and have you people, oh, well, let's do a speed test. A speed test these people want me to do. A freaking speed test. I got a top-of-the-line freaking machine. I got the most goddamn fastest freaking internet that you can freaking get. I don't need a goddamn speed test. What I need is for you people to figure out what the hell that you're doing wrong and start doing it right. That's what I need. And I am far from the only one that has these problems. And I always seem to have these problems when I put on my show the description, the title of the show that is very critical of liberals. I wonder why that is. Gee. Maybe there's a coinkydink? I don't know. How I was able to get back on the air tonight, I don't know. But I kept logging off, restarting the computer over and over and over again. By accident, I finally got on. Well, tonight is what I'm going to be talking about. And hold on, Doc, I'm going to get to you. Pissed off right now. And Blog Talk Radio, the very second that I find another internet show that's got the same things as you have, you're gone. You understand me? You're gone. You're out. And I'm going to tell every single one of my Blog Talk Radio friends, and I got a lot of them, and they have connection problems too. And guess what? I'm going to get them to leave you. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Because, see, you screw with me, I screw back. I'm not a spiteful man. I'm not a vindictive man. But I'm going to stand up for myself. You punch me in the mouth, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. That's how it works. That's called life. You don't like it? Well, do your freaking job. I'm so sick. That's a problem with this country. Nobody wants to be held accountable. Nobody wants to be responsible anymore. Nobody wants to do their goddamn job, but they want that paycheck. Oh, what do you mean you're not giving me my paycheck? Well, it's because you sat on your ass for the last 2 weeks and did absolutely nothing. And you want a paycheck? Well, yeah, I deserve it. Donald Trump is a racist. Give me my money. Well, what I'm going to be talking about tonight, and I'm going to bring Jeremy on here in just about a couple of minutes, because I'm pissed off. I've had enough. You screw with my show tomorrow night. God damn it. And I told him, I said, I'm going to take legal action. And I've already contacted one attorney. I contacted him the other day because I screwed with my show. He says, well, just keep a log for right now. I'm not going to wait around and keep a log. I'm done with the logs. They've done it too many times. I want at least a free month. Will they give it to me? No. They won't give me a free month because of this crap. What? Wait a minute. You have ruined show after show after show after show for 4 freaking years and you can't give me one free freaking month? Customer service my ass. It's not my end. This is not my end. Everything's connected properly. Top of the line computer. The fastest internet that you could get. It's not my end. And especially since I'm not the only one who has these same freaking problems, and I am not about to call on my phone. I'm going to do this. If I'm going to go on the air, I'm going to do it professionally. I'm going to do it with a headset and a microphone. I'm not going to do it with a cell phone. A cell phone? A cell phone. That's no way to run a freaking railroad. A cell phone. You don't broadcast with a cell phone. I'm not going to do that. I will not comply. But what I'm going to talk about tonight is what is going on with these so-called protesting. But let me tell you right now, those are not protests. Those are not protesters. Those are riots. Those are rioters. They are not protesting. They're not protesting. That's not a protest. Throwing rocks at cops. Throwing fireworks at cops. Breaking windows. Smashing in windows with police barricades. Starting fires. Screaming, burn it down. Attacking Trump supporters in the street, knocking them unconscious, not only in the street, but in our airports. And where the hell are you, the police? Where are you, police? Why are you not there? Why are you not doing your job? Oh, well, we were told to stand down. We don't want to incite the rioters. The rioters are already frickin' incited. That's why they're rioting. Oh, well, we had a broadcaster on yesterday. I seen one of the videos. They're showing the riots at Berkeley. They're showing these guys take these police barricades and ramming the windows, starting fires, throwing rocks, throwing fireworks. And the guy said, well, the police are told that they're not to intervene because, well, they figure that, you know, if they just let them destroy the building, because that's a lot less expensive than if somebody was to get hurt. So here these people are more concerned about the rioters getting hurt than the Trump supporters, than the buildings. Screw them. These are rioters. They deserve to be hurt. Good God Almighty, what the hell is going on in this country? Jesus Christ, doesn't anybody... I mean, I cannot be the only one that feels this way. I'm sorry, I just can't. And if I am, so be it. But I know for a freaking fact I'm not. I cannot be. I cannot be. And not to mention, after I got done screaming at these jackasses at Blog Talk Radio, guess what happened? Well, I went back on Blog Talk Radio just because I wanted to go, I wanted to speak back to the help desk. I wanted to let them know that they were done. And guess what happened? After I chewed their ass, I get back on the line. Gee, I wonder why that was. Huh? You got to throw a goddamn fit to get your freaking way in this country anymore? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I am no longer going to have to throw a fit to get what I need, what I want, what I deserve, what I pay for. If I pay for it, goddammit, I expect it. I paid for it. You are providing me a service. And when I give you the money, you give me the service. That's how it works. There's no excuse that I gotta throw a fit every single time I pay you every month to get what I pay you for. Those days are done. They're done. You are done. I am officially looking for another internet radio service that I can go to where I'm not going to have these problems anymore. The moment I find it, you're out. You're done. And I'm going to take all my friends with me. That's right, Blog Talk Radio. You're about to lose a lot of broadcasters. Guarantee it. Because they all speak to me and they know the problems that I have because they got the same ones. These are not protests, by the way. And I hate to keep blasting on Blog Talk Radio. And it's unfortunate because Blog Talk Radio actually has a lot to offer. And there are a lot of very good broadcasters on Blog Talk Radio. I don't want to leave, but I'm telling you, Blog Talk Radio, I'm not leaving you. You are pushing me away. I'm not running away. You are pushing me away. As long as you understand that. As long as you understand that you people are the ones pushing me away. I'm not leaving you. You are leaving me. You're pushing me away. Keep it up. But I'm pissed. I'm pissed off right now. I am absolutely freaking livid. I'm pissed off at everything that's going on. These protests, they're not protests. Now, I need to calm down here a little bit, or I will blast off into Deep Space Nine. And I may never return. I may go off, I mean, completely beyond the cosmos, if there is such a thing. It might just happen, and it might just happen to frickin' Knight. Doc on board here. Maybe he's got something to say. Maybe he's got some rhyme and some reason here It might calm my ass freaking down. And you screw with me tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's not going to be the night. I mean it. God damn you, Blog Talk Radio. You screw with my show tomorrow night. I swear to Christ. I swear to you. I swear to you. I swear to you. I swear to you. I do have a lawyer. He will take action. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you for all the shows that you've lost. And there's quite a bit of them. You're going to end up owing me a lot of money. But you know what? I don't want to go down that road. I think it's petty and it's cheap. But I'm going to do it just out of freaking spite. So go ahead and screw with me. But the very moment, I'm still now looking. As far as I'm concerned, Blog Talk Radio, you're done. I'm done with you. I'm going to keep coming on the air here because I've already paid my monthly due already. But the very moment, the very second that I find another internet site, another internet radio site, you're gone. You're done. You screwed with me too many times. And I'm going to take a lot of people with me. I know. It may not matter to you. You're still going to be making your millions of dollars and you don't give a damn. But when those people come over with me, they're going to bring other people, and they're going to bring other people, and they're going to bring other people. Hopefully your ass goes out of business, or you figure out what the hell it is you're doing wrong and start doing it right. My God. All right, let's bring the doc on board. Jeremy, God damn it, calm me down tonight. I've lost it. Can you hear me?
Oh, Cap. Yeah, I got you loud and clear, Cap.
And, of course you got me loud and clear. You don't even need to be connected. You're in Michigan. I'm in New York. You don't even need to be on the air and you can hear me. Good God.
Oh, yeah.
China can hear me. I'm pissed off. So, I mean, enough is enough, though, Jeremy. Enough. I mean,
no,
I got to pay my freaking money here, and I got to deal with this crap, and I'm not the only one who has to deal with it. And then the crap you call the help desk. And the crap that they tell you, let's do a speed test? A speed this. How about that? How about you do a test on your end and figure out what you're doing wrong?
Exactly. No, I completely understand. I mean, I went round and round because I work in logistics and I do shipping, receiving, and I work for a trucking company. No, I had guaranteed shipments that were supposed to come in that I set up coming from Washington State and California today. No, they never once made the truck because on their end, there was no guarantee, blah, 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 so it wasn't a hot rush. Well, now we're behind a week because it's going to take another 4 or 5 days. I understand. It's literally like going to a restaurant, ordering that nice, big, fat, juicy prime rib steak, and they bring out a chicken salad, and you've already paid for it. What are you going to do? That's what it's like. You've already paid for
exactly.
It. No, give me what I freaking paid for. No, I understand.
But I don't think it's so much of a chicken salad. I think it's less than a veggie burger.
Okay. You might get the crouton. That's about where you're at. You're at the croutons for the salad. So yeah.
I mean, this
understand. And honestly, I called earlier, and you know, it said, please wait, you can listen to your show. That lovely little British voice. And I'm thinking, all right. And then it was just dead silence. I'm like, I'll call back a little bit later. We'll see. Because I understand the issues because you're not wrong. I mean, this has happened several times. So you're well within your right. And if anything, if you do sue them, it's out of principle, not fight, just principle, the sheer principle.
Right. I more than likely I won't sue him because by the time I get done,
do help
something.
Desk is always help desk, but help desk is always help desk. I mean, there's no
help in the help desk.
No, they're typically under trained. They have a pamphlet that they go through. Oh, they're complaining about this. Let's go to tab number 17. All right,
exactly
from the book, and that's the answers they give you. So, it kind of is what it is. It's the nature of the beast when you're dealing with help desk. However, I am completely on board with what you're saying about the protesters. They're not protesting anymore. They're rioting.
Not.
It's a bunch of
they're
crap.
Rioting.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely.
I mean, they're beating
ridiculous.
People in the streets. How the hell is that
That's
a protest?
Not a
protest. And I, wait a minute. Exactly. Now, isn't now? Correct me if I'm wrong, Doc. Because I'm a little upset right now. I'm sweating profusely because I'm so pissed off. So, you know, I may, my judgment might be a little, well,
clouded,
tainted. Yeah, clouded.
Okay.
So, see if you can test me. Now, when you have people that are being beaten in the streets because they have a Make America Great Again, I mean, a hat on. Make America
right.
Great Again. I mean, a hat. Just think of that. Make America Great Again. That should be, everybody should be on board with that slogan. But, you know, that's racist. You know, but if you're going to get beaten in the streets and you are going to start fires, you're going to throw rocks. And we've seen the rocks that they were throwing at the cops and the fireworks they were throwing at the cops, the fires they started. They picked up the barricades and were trying to ram through the windows. They were obviously like bulletproof windows. You know, they were strength windows. They weren't just regular glass. So they had some
right.
strength behind it. Okay, now if you're going to be doing that, and you're going to be doing all these other things, and you're going to be spray painting, get this, spray painting all over the campus, kill Trump, kill white people. If you're going to be doing this, and then in the same breath, talk about peace and love, that you are the party of peace and love. Please, Jeremy, explain to me. Explain this to me. How do you talk about, how can you possibly be about peace and love? Preach to me about peace and love. And now we've got that stupid, unfunny, I'm sorry, she has no talent, she's not funny, that Sarah Silverman or whatever the hell her stupid name is, she's talking
oh, yeah.
about, she wants to get the military to perform a coup and take over Donald Trump. She's also about peace and love. So how can you in the same breath talk to me about peace and love when the only thing that you're showing me is nothing but hate and discontent? And it's not even hate and discontent. I mean, this is violence.
Well, it's blatant. Yeah, it's
blatant
violence. Yeah, with no disregard whatsoever. Yeah, no, it, in order to explain it, I don't know, I need a PhD in BS. That's because that's what's going through their heads. I mean, it's one-sided. People are up in arms just over idiocracy. I mean, that's what this was boiling down to. It's all idiocracy. I mean, there's been times, you know, the president gets elected, whatever. A lot of people don't agree. But in the past, there was none of this rioting and violence and this and that, all the race baiting. None of that was going on. I mean, okay, yeah, maybe a little bit here and there. But no, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I think what's going on now is the fact that the media is finding it and they're fueling the fire. Because, I mean, well, look at it now. I mean, even now we're talking about it. I mean, we are part of the media talking about it. So it's not so much that we're fueling it. I think if the media would step back and go, yeah, this happened. Yeah, you know, it's wrong to act this way. You want to talk about peace and love? Well, stop doing stupid crap. I have more choice words that I'd like to use, but at least I'm not going to do that. I just, because I go through this every day at work. I work with a lot of migrant workers. There's no way around it. That's what they are. All a bunch of seasonal people. And a lot of them are from out of country. And they're telling me that they didn't vote for Trump, and I'm looking at them, I'm going, but you're a migrant. Your residence is in Mexico, yes? Well, yeah. Okay, so how did you get the vote? I mean, that was my first question to them. And then they instantly go, well, you voted for Trump, didn't you? Well, it doesn't really matter who I voted for. I'm just telling you how it is. If you're a citizen, you can vote. That's your right. That's your duty is to vote. But you're not a citizen. So how did you get the vote? Well, nope. And then they turn the whole thing back on how Trump is racist and this and that. And I'm going, Okay, you still didn't answer my question. So the way this world's gotten now, the way this country is everybody wants everything handed to them in a nice little pretty package, and you really don't have to do a whole hell of a lot to get anything in the world anymore. You don't actually have to work for anything. And
the work? You just said the W word, you racist.
I know, right?
You homophobe.
You should have had your little censor button to bleep me out when I said work.
Oh, I should have bleeped you out. You said the W word. We can't have that kind of foul language on this freaking radio program. How dare you? Good God almighty. So
but
if there's any children listening, I apologize. You know, Doc, he didn't mean it. Okay, he's a nice guy. Trust me, kids. He's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm
going to
say that, but I
meant to offend you.
And I don't care if I offend. My job is not to make friends. My job is to speak my mind, which is what I've always done. I'm
and
not
going
to apologize
you.
For anything.
No, and you should not.
No, I mean, if I truly feel bad about something, I may apologize for it. I mean, chances are fairly slim that I will. But I'll still apologize for it at the end of the day, whether I mean it or not. I mean, I don't apologize for anything I say, right or wrong.
Well, I mean, sometimes I apologize because, you know, sometimes I get, you know,
well,
I may accidentally slip
right
up and screw. But I mean, more often than not, if I'm going
to
say it, I mean it.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
and it's
I
all a matter of the context.
Right.
Right, and it's all a matter of context. I got written up earlier this week for things that I said at work because it was taken out of context because somebody else was eavesdropping on my conversation with somebody else, and they only overheard part of the conversation. Well, that offended them. I went, well, all right, well, who had the issue? Well, we're not going to tell you. Well, don't I have a right to confront my accuser and kind of clear things up? Well, nope, that's not how this works. Oh, okay. I don't care if they're offended. You want to write me up? Go for it. Because I wasn't talking to them, had nothing to do with them. If they're eavesdropping on my conversation, that's their fault. They're the ones that should be apologizing to themselves. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been over eavesdropping on your conversation. They should apologize to me. That's the way I look at it. I mean, it sounds like a dick thing to do, for lack of a better term. Sorry. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, so, but again, yeah, these protesters, everybody else, yeah, no, they're just up in arms because they've been coddled for way too long. That's what it boils down to.
Well,
it's just like a child throwing a temper tantrum.
Well, they have this.
Oh, you didn't.
It's called a, let me see, I got it written down here. Where is it? It's a Black Rock group. They call themselves the Black Rock group. Black Rock group. Now, I don't know if they're black people or if they're white people. I don't know what they are, whatever. But they call themselves the Black Rock group. It's a militant group. And those people, if you've seen at Berkeley, all those people that were dressed in the black and they were covering their face, which cowards cover their face. Now, if you're going to be throwing a rock at a cop, you're going to be trashing and starting fires, trashing buildings, blowing up, trying to, break windows and this. At least you can do is show your face, because that's what a brave man does. That's what a warrior does. How many warriors do you see wear a mask? Warriors don't wear masks. Only cowards and terrorists wear masks. And both of them are the same thing. A terrorist is a coward. A coward is a terrorist. They are the same thing.
No, I agree.
Well, these groups, first of all, we do know that they are being paid to go out and riot. Not to protest, but to riot. And I got an argument with my mother tonight. I had to hang up the phone. I grew up in an ultra-liberal household, an ultra-liberal, my whole family, liberals, the whole community, liberals. It was me and my two brothers. We were the only ones who, for some reason, escaped and never bought into the BS. Never, ever once. We're the only ones in my entire freaking family that are that finally get it. You know, we're the only ones. And mom is trying to protect, you know, these people. Well, there's only a select few. And I said, Mom, no. The select few was doing the damage, but the other people that weren't doing the damage are in the back screaming, burn it down, and cheering them on.
Right,
this
because they
the
don't
problem.
Have the balls enough themselves to do it. And
right.
Yet, you're right. Covering your face? No. A warrior will not cover your face. I mean, if I'm going to protest and do something, I'm not going to cover my face. I want everybody to know it's me standing up for what I believe in. Well, okay,
exactly.
By all means, if that's what you believe in, okay, I'm not going to hold it right or wrong, whatever. But you start destroying stuff that isn't yours and just being, I don't know, a hooligan, for lack of a better term.
No.
You know, or a degenerate. Yeah, well, that's friggin' ridiculous. You just take yourself and go play in traffic or something at that point. I don't care. But if you actually have a valid point to make and you want to have and stand up and say your piece, you have that right. That's the beauty of it. You have that right. But the way they're doing this, no, they've lost all their rights as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
well, here's the biggest problem. And this is why they are getting louder and louder and more violent. And they're going to get even more violent. You wait. People are going to start dying. They're going to start killing people. And then they're going to start bombing. And you know why? It's because, first of all, they were rejected and they don't like it. Okay? Nobody's paying attention to them. We rejected you during the election. We've still continued to reject you. And the more that we just don't pay attention to you and don't go along with you, well, the louder they get. It's like the nerd at a party when they're trying to get somebody's attention and everybody's ignoring them and having their own conversation. And the guy keeps getting more and more louder and louder and louder and louder and louder, and nobody pays attention to him. Well, that's what these people are. Well, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until people are going to die. And this is what scares the living hell out of me. And I do believe, and I hate to say this, and I hate to believe this, but, I mean, I think the evidence is overwhelming. People are going to start to die. People are going to get killed, and people are going to die because of these radical whack jobs that, for whatever reason, just don't like Donald Trump. I guess they're afraid of success. I mean, look what Donald Trump did. Now, this is something here. Now, Jeremy, I got to cover this here now. Okay, now we're on this subject. I swear to God, I mean, I am beside myself. I cannot believe this crap. Now, I put a post on Facebook. I think it was yesterday. And it was about Donald Trump when, here it is. Donald Trump did not tell the media where he was going, which I love. I love the fact that Donald Trump, he's the president, he's going to do what he's going to do. He doesn't answer to the media. I know the media thinks that the president is supposed to tell them everything that he's going to do every second of the day. Me personally, no. I don't believe the president should be telling the media everything that he's going to be doing every second of the day. Yeah, that's why they have a press briefing and they tell the press, okay, well, the president's going to be here this afternoon. He's going to be there tomorrow afternoon. He's going to do this, and this. They don't need
the agenda,
a second by
the basic guidance.
Right. They don't need the second by second. And, you know, Donald Trump goes into the bathroom because he's got diarrhea. The press does not need to know about it.
At 9:50 a.m., he's going to have a bowel movement. And then he's going to drink another cup of coffee.
Right.
And then, you don't need all that.
Yeah, the press. I'm sorry, press. You don't need to be that hubris, okay? You're not. The president does not answer to the media. Okay, I'm sorry, give it up. But one thing that I really liked is he decided, hey, wait a minute. Here we had a chief petty officer that was a Navy SEAL that was killed in Yemen. and he died. He was coming home. The body was sent home. So what does Donald Trump do? Instead of, well, you know, going out and smoking cigarettes with Valerie Goebbels and going on the golf course, no, he goes to retrieve the body. So I put this post on there, and you would not believe the liberals that criticized Donald Trump for doing this. And I got some of the stuff right here. I mean, I swear to God, I could not believe the crap that these guys, that these people were actually posting. It was men and women. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute.
It's almost unbelievable, isn't it?
But I mean, it's just, it, I mean, I can't understand where this stuff is coming from. And they're saying, well, he's, oh, there's just another way for him to be grandiose. Grandiose? First of all, he didn't tell the press where he was going. He didn't announce it. He just went and did it with his daughter. The press didn't find out till later. And look, the American people would have never known where he was going until he tweeted that, hey, I went to this, you know, funeral, blah, 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 blah. I went and retrieved the body, blah, 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 whatever he did. But
see,
the media
I
made
think
a big
that
deal
again
about
is
it.
Part of it with the media. I think that's part of it, too, though, is because Donald Trump, he does do the tweeting and this and that, and he is part of social media. And he's been doing that since before he was president. So I think that, again, is where you get a lot of this, lack of a better term, backlash and the lashing out. Because, well, a lot of people don't agree with that, with somebody that, you know, calls it like they see it, straightforward, no hidden agenda for the most part. I mean, I don't know the guy personally. He may have a hidden agenda, whatever. But what he's saying,
everybody's
what he's
got a hidden agenda of some sort.
What he,
I don't care who you are.
But I think that his actions are speaking way more volumes
than words. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, he tweets it, and it's not he's not out looking. I mean, that might be part of his hidden agenda is, you know, looking for the notoriety, whatever. But what he's doing, I mean, honestly, if I could have afforded it any other time, if they're bringing a dead soldier home, yeah, I want to go be at the airport. I want to pay my respects.
He's
so
doing what a commander-in-chief should do.
Exactly.
I mean, and the thing about it is he wasn't looking for notoriety because he didn't tell anybody. He just went
and that's
did
the biggest thing.
And then after it was over, he told the American people that he did. Well, I had one woman. I don't know who the hell she was. But she was critical because the word retrieve. She goes, what do you mean retrieve? He didn't retrieve the body. He just went there and honored the body. And I just went, I mean, oh, my God. You know, I wish some of these
people
on Facebook that you could reach through your goddamn computer screen, grab them by the throat, and slap them repeatedly until every ounce of stupid is out of them. And I finally had to explain to her. I said, what are you kidding me? I said, the word retrieve does not mean that Donald Trump is going to go to the wherever they're dropping the body off, pick it up, put it in his back pocket, and take it home with him. Retrieve it. It's a word that they use. It's a word that they use when an official shows up, when a body comes from overseas into the United States, and you have an official come there, show up, and honor the body. They just use the word retrieve. They doesn't mean that that person is going to take the body actually. I mean, you know what I mean?
I mean,
physically take the
body. Yeah, like he was thrown in the back of,
Jesus
know,
Christ,
limo,
I mean, I just,
whatever.
Like, and she goes, oh, I'm going to look this up, and I'm going to investigate this and look this up and research and find out what this word means. And I just thought to myself, Jesus Christ, bitch, just go to a bridge and jump off the son of a bitch. My God, you don't need to research it. It's a, you've never, and I told her, I said, look, I said, this is something that the news has used. She goes, I've never heard it before. She goes, where is it? Is this an East Coast or a West Coast thing? I said, it's the entire country. You've never watched the news before? Have you ever heard the news say when an official shows up when a body is being dropped off, oh, they're retrieving the body? It doesn't mean that they're taking it with them. You've heard this before. We all have.
I live in Michigan, and, you know, yearly people drowned while ice fishing. I mean, they go through the ice and they drowned. The local news will use the word retrieve when the family shows up at the morgue to identify the body. Yeah, the family retrieved the body at the morgue, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's the official saying, yes, we're claiming this body. That's all they're doing. So, yeah, okay. By the definition in the act, Donald Trump did retrieve the body. He claimed that as a U.S. citizen. Okay, he retrieved the body. These are people just nitpicking on stupid little crap.
Well, there's a lot more, and I'm going to read this tonight. It's going to take us a while, but I'm going to get to it. But, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I mean, this woman is just an abject idiot. She's never heard that phrase before. And I asked her point blank, you've never heard that phrase before? She didn't understand it. And I told her, I said, I don't understand your criticism. I said, this is something that is commonly used every time a soldier comes home from overseas that has died. When an official shows up, they just use the word retrieve. I said, she goes, oh, is this a West Coast thing or an East Coast thing? No, you idiot. It's the entire freaking country. I mean, I just get so sick and tired of stupid.
She might be like one of them goofy little millennials, whatever they are, and they're, like, again, they're coddled their whole friggin' life. So, okay, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt here. I'm not trying to play devil's advocate. I'm just trying to give benefit of the doubt. Maybe one of those, like I said, millennials that's been handed everything, and they're just looking for argument and whatnot. Anything to get something else for free. But, I agree. I agree.
Now, this guy, I can't pronounce his name. His name is Dennis Manoogian. It's Manoogian. And I finally just had to give up on this guy. You know, and I kept telling him, I said, dude, you know, on Facebook, because I don't like to get into Facebook pissing contests. First of all, that's beneath me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm above other human beings, but getting into a Facebook pissing contest is beneath me. I'm sorry. I just don't have the time or the patience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, isn't there something
absolutely
more constructive that you can do with your time? I mean, isn't there a lake or a river you can go fishing? I mean, you really need to get into a pissing contest on Facebook? Well, you know, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to defend myself. But it comes to a point where I just can't take it. And I kept telling this guy, go home and change your diapers and just give it up. And he wouldn't give it up. He says, if you guys think he's working for you, I really don't know what to say besides wake up before we are living in a regime on the level of North Korea. He's comparing now. Now, he's got a lot more to say, and I'm going to cover it all. He's comparing United States, Donald Trump, to North Korea. This is where the left is right now. And they're calling – now, this is what really just boggles my mind. See, now, the Nazis, and this boggled my mind, too. Now, the Nazis, they all told the German people that they were against fascism. They were against communism. They hated fascists and communists. Well, what do you think the Nazis were? How could you get any – how could you not get any more fascist than the police state that the Nazis had? I mean, how can you get any more communist than the Nazis owning everything? All the business, they owned everything. I mean, I'm sorry. But these people are calling Donald Trump a fascist and a Nazi. They don't seem to realize that they are actually acting like the Nazis. Maybe these people on the left, maybe they should have read a history book when they went to school. And maybe their teachers should have taught them history when they were in school. But that's beside the point. Have you ever seen any of the cabinet appointees? He writes. Yeah, I have. Bush tax cuts. But they're still blaming George Bush. For the love of God, George Bush has been out of office for 8 freaking years, and they're still blaming George Bush. Oh, my God. Citizens United and billionaires controlling government through lobbying. Well, these billionaires controlling government through lobbying is from the left, you incompetent boob. It's from the left. My God, they're attacking themselves, and they're just too freaking obtuse to realize it. I mean, my God, you can't make this level of stupid up. You can't do it. It's what got us here, not Obama. Oh, that's right. No, Obama was perfect. Didn't you know that, Doc? Obama was Jesus. Don't you remember when he was the savior?
I have heard that.
He walked on water.
Yeah, I have heard that.
I mean,
but again, I've walked on water too. I do it every winter. So, I mean, I can walk on water.
Yeah, I walk on water too in New York. It's frozen, but I walk on it.
Exactly.
And now you basically cut out the lobbyists and handed over our government to the core that poison us. Way to go. So my response was to this jackass, this Dennis Manogian, whatever the hell kind of name that is. I mean, I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know what the hell it is. But you basically cut out the lobbyists and handed over our government to the core that poisoned us. Well, getting rid of the lobbyists is a good thing. Maybe if you were smart, you would understand that the lobbyists is a good thing to get rid of. I love Donald Trump for cutting out the lobbyists. I agree. Now, there's nothing wrong with lobbying for an agenda, lobbying for a law to get passed because you're passionate about something that needs to be changed. There's nothing wrong with that. But these lobbyists are getting paid by other people, other corporations, to pass laws that benefit them, not the American people. A lobbyist does not benefit the American people. They don't fight the American people. They don't fight for the American people. They fight for the corporations. And it's from the left, not from the right, even though there are some from the right. But most lobbyists are from the left. Plain and simple, period. So here was my response. I just wrote blah, blah, blah. It's that kind of rhetoric is why you lost the election and are losing the hearts and minds of Americans more and more every day. And I spent back to him. I said, way to go, because he tried to be smart with me and saying, Obama, now you basically cut out the lobbyists and handed our government over to the core that poison us. Way to go. Well, I went way to go with you because you're an idiot. And now this guy just, I set him off. I thought, okay, maybe I wouldn't
hear
anything.
For it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I opened up a whole can of worms by, you know, this is the problem. When you have a lefty that responds, to anything that you post, you post, liquid water is wet, and a lefty finds out that you're from the right, they're going to find a way to call that racist. How dare you call that water wet? You've got to be a racist,
right. You
homophobe. I mean, and this and that. And all you got to do is respond to him, and it sets him off. I mean, this guy, and he just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I ignored it. I mean, I'm not going to respond to all of this crap. I mean, you wouldn't believe. And finally, I just said, give it up, man. Just give it up. And then he writes, we won't. The fight has only begun, and you will join eventually once you get effect, which you will in short order. I'm thinking to myself, the fight has only begun? What fight? Doc, what are they fighting? What are they fighting for? What is their fight?
They're fighting against rationality. That's what they're doing.
I don't understand the fight.
They remind me of a stubborn toddler. You say, hey, it's time for bed. Ready? Are you tired? No, I'm not tired. All right. So, 11 o'clock rolls around on a weekend. You tired? Time to go to bed. Nope, I'm not tired. I'm not going to bed. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They say, I'm hungry. What would you like to eat? I'm not hungry. Don't feed me. That's what they remind me of, is a toddler.
Well, that's what they are, actually.
They're acting. And it's a bunch of crap. I mean, they're looking. You say water's wet. They say, no, it's dry. You say the desert's warm. They say, no, it's cold. It doesn't matter what we say. They're going to have the opposite response, even though they know what the right answer is. They're doing it just to be spiteful.
Well, that's
how I look at it.
No, we won't. I told him to just give it up. All I wrote was, give it up, man. Just give it up. And he writes right back. I mean, within seconds. We won't. The fight has only begun, and you will join eventually. No, we're never going to join you. You're an idiot.
Oh,
and we don't
sounds
want
like the
you
Emperor
to join.
From Star Wars.
I know.
You will join eventually.
we're not trying to get you to join us because we don't want you to join us because we don't want to be poisoned. So anyway, this guy continues. Sadly, with so many like you totally devoid of the facts. What facts? What the hell is he talking about? Donald Trump goes and retrieves a body of a dead chief petty officer, a U.S. Navy SEAL who died in Yemen fighting for this sorry son of a bitch. And this guy is telling me that I'm devoid of facts. What facts? What is he talking about? Devoid of facts of what is occurring. You are going to see the effects within a year. Already so many of you changing your tune. Nobody's changing their tune. But what do I know? I'm just a scientist, and we all know how Trump feels about facts and science. And I'm just like, this guy's out of his goddamn fool mind. He claims to be a scientist. Well, let me tell you something, jerk off. I could actually claim myself to be a scientist, too. Because, studied the science when I was in college, which helped me get the job that I got in the Navy. And it was navigation and meteorology, and I'm so glad that I studied what I studied in college because it did help me in the Navy, and it was very easy to get through the A school that I went through, and because I already knew most of it. I was like, oh, this is easy. I already know this stuff. I studied it. So, and I do know the science, you idiot. What does the science have to do with this case?
If he wants to bring up the science about it, all you got to do is say, you know that show Breaking Bad, where the school teacher lost his job? And he was a biology teacher, science teacher, and then all of a sudden he went to cooking meth? Yeah, he knew science. You're a scientist?
He's dipping into his own product. But what does this have to – I mean, here this guy is telling me I'm devoid of facts. And then he's talking about science.
Of all the people I know, Cap.
This doesn't make any sense.
I know, you stand strong to your opinion. And that's one of the reasons why I have a lot of respect for you. You stand strong to your opinion, and you do have facts to back it up. And – right or wrong, but yet you still stay, for the most part, level-headed. I mean, you know, we all know that everybody can kind of go off on a tangent, you know, based on emotion.
I do go off on a tangent,
like that,
especially when my Blog Talk radio program is interrupted because I can't get connected.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to blow me up.
So, okay,
but
the emotion is the X factor.
Yeah,
but for
right.
The most
the emotion
part, the
is
nice,
what,
steady,
yeah.
Nice, steady, right or wrong, whether you agree with somebody or not, you're still going to let them sit and listen. You're going to sit and listen. You're going to let them go ahead and speak their piece, and you'll take it with an open mind for the most part.
Right. I try
to. Whether or not, you know, right. So, you know, honestly, I give you props for semi-half-assed dealing with this guy. I mean, granted, it's Facebook.
Oh, I'm done with this guy.
Blah, blah,
blah. We
got a
lot more to go here, Doc. I mean, same
guy?
I mean, oh, no.
He just wouldn't stop?
Oh, my God. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff here, and I copied it. And I told him beforehand, you know, somebody else, towards the end, you know, late this afternoon, it was a friend of mine. And she goes, see if I still copied that. She said, here it is. She goes, Jesus H. Skeeter, because that's a nickname that I had when I was a little kid. I never went by Ken. I always went by Skeeter. Why? I don't know. I didn't give it to me. Everybody else called me that. So I just, as far as I was concerned, that was my freaking name, and that's what you called me. I don't care what you call me. I got so many names. People call me so many different names, and you know what? I don't even like names. I don't even want to have a name. And I've always wanted to be the only no-name actor, but the director at my theater would never let me do it. He says, no, you need to have a name. I says, I don't want a name. Just put my face up there. He says, well, what do we call you? I says, don't call me anything. I said, you don't have to call me anything. The actor, you know, playing this particular role, this is, you know, but I mean, I've got a million names. So she goes, Jesus H. Skeeter, you have some real paranoid, freaky Facebook friends. And somebody else said something, too. It's like, where are you getting these people from? And I finally had to respond. I said, they're not my friends, and I don't know who these people are. I said, I have no idea who these people are. They're out of their minds, though, aren't they? And everybody went, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know who these people are. I've never met this guy. I don't know. He's not my friend. If somebody's going to be that stupid, there's no way in hell you're going to be my friend. But
right, and I think part of it is you put the post out there, and then your friends shared it because they agreed, and then it
somebody else
travels
it
exponentially. Yeah, mm-hmm. They tell two friends, they tell two friends, they tell two friends, you know, that sort of thing. So then somebody else is going to post a comment because it's been shared, and it all goes back to the original link that you posted. So you're
right.
Getting this from people you don't have a freaking clue who the hell they are. Yeah. Because,
well, finally, I got, you know, I mean, this guy just kept going on and on and on and on and on, and I kept ignoring him. And finally, I just said, had enough, and I wrote, change your diapers already. No one is impressed. Well, that pissed him off. Why are you hungry for more BS, he writes. Looks like your mouth, head, and tummy are already full of you haven't researched. Researched what? Donald Trump went and retrieved a body that died. A chief petty officer, a Navy SEAL that was dying for this sorry piece of crap. And that's all that I posted. I had nothing. It had nothing to do with science. It had nothing to do with anything other than Donald Trump going and retrieving a body that died.
And Trump
in Yemen.
Did it on the down low. Trump did
he
it on
did
the
it
down
on the
low.
Down
he didn't
low.
Tell anybody. It was.
And then he goes, but sure, if you want to eat my crappy drawers, and he didn't write crappy, he wrote the other word, I'll happily oblige. Well, I never asked to eat your crappy diapers, you idiot. I just told you to change them because that's what happens to toddlers. When they poop in their diapers, they cry. And that's what this little baby was doing. He was crying. So I just figured that this little baby who was crying had crap in his diapers and wanted mommy to change it for him because he wasn't, well, capable of doing it himself. And that, he says, you are a perfect example of why this asshat is wannabe king. Oh, wait a minute. Is he talking about Barack Obama who wanted to be the king? Or is he talking about Donald Trump who just simply wants to be the president and it wants to give the power back to the American people, not to the government? This is what really drives
exactly.
me nuts. I mean, Donald Trump is not trying to take power. He's trying to give power. He's not trying to take it. He's trying to give it. He says, not one fact, and you say that I'm full of rhetoric. What? I mean, what? Not one fact? Well, I mean, what the hell is this guy talking about? I'm not giving one fact. One fact is that Donald Trump went to go retrieve a chief petty officer who died fighting for you. And I posted it. I didn't expect anybody to criticize this post. I mean, honest to God, I did not expect anybody. How do you criticize this? How do you do that?
No,
this guy
because that's a respectful thing to do in any, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive to think that any decent American would want to have that ability to go and, you know, be there when the body comes back into the States after dying.
Well, look, you know, if I was the president, would I want to go and see the body that was killed overseas? No, but would I do it? Yeah. Why? Not because I wanted to see a dead body, but I wanted to show this man some respect.
Well, exactly. It's not that you want to see the dead body, but me personally, if I was president, no, I'd want to be there for everyone that came back into the state. I would want to stand right there for every single one. Just out of respect.
Just out of respect and you know, and honoring. And then finally, then he writes, there will be regret. What regret? Regret, he writes. There's going to be regret. Regret of what? I mean, I didn't understand what this guy was coming from. I'm beside myself. And then, of course, my other friends, they stepped in. And this guy's got so much other stuff. And I'm not going to read it because this guy is off the charts, out of his freaking mind. And then all the thing, you know, the only thing that I put on the post at the very beginning, at the top, I wrote, have you remember when Obama did things like this? And then I did an ellipsis, dot, dot, dot. No,
and that's what,
me neither. Yeah, you know, have you ever seen Barack Obama do something like this? Dot, 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 ellipsis. No, me neither. Because when was the last, did you ever see Barack Obama get on Air Force One, not tell the media where he was going and going to go retrieve a body of a soldier that came back to the United States, his body in a casket? Did you ever see Barack Obama do that? No. He was on the golf course.
No, honestly, because that would have been headline news. Oh, it's the great Barack Obama. We have Obamacare. Great health care for the U.S. and the people of the United States. Oh, look at how much he cares about our soldiers. That's what the headlines would have been if he would have done that.
Well, then we had another idiot who said, photo op, look what I'm doing. Look at me. So Donald Trump, according to Marty Langheim, Lyngheim, claims that Donald Trump was doing this simply for a photo op. Well, my friends immediately stepped in and said, what are you talking about? Photo op. And then I stepped in and, you know, said something about, no, he didn't tell the media where he was going. He was not looking for a photo op. He wasn't looking to let anybody know that he was doing this. He just was going to go do it. He found out, he probably got a memo or an email or a phone call that, you know, this chief petty officer is coming into this airport at this time. And he says, hey, Ivanka, let's go check. Let's go honor this, you know, this guy who died for us. But let's go do that. She says, okay. So they went and they got on Marine One, went to, you know, the Air Force base there in Washington and took off and went to go, you know, and to honor the dead soldier. This is not a photo op. He was not looking for a photo op.
Exactly.
Where are the, you know, and they were, all these people were claiming that, oh, he's just all
if
about
himself. If it was
going to
be a photo op, he would have told the press or leaked it. I say leaked it, but with floating quotes. But yeah, he would have leaked it for that, so everybody already would have been there when he come off Air Force One, blah, 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 and watched him walk across the tarmac to the casket as they're pulling it off the plane. But you got none of that. I mean, if there's a photo of that, it's because somebody took it with a cell phone.
Right.
That's what it would be. It's not a photo op.
And, you know, you're not really supposed to take there is, I don't know if it's a written law or if it's an unwritten law, but there is a certain practice that you do not take photos of a dead soldier in a casket, especially with the flag draped over him. You're not supposed to take a photo of him.
Well,
you're not supposed to do that.
I think that applies to I think it's a guideline.
Because you're
I don't know. You see it in the news. I mean, it is what it is. So I maybe if you have like that media pass or the press pass, whatever, you could do it as long as it pertains to the story. You're not just taking it for the morbidity of it.
Right,
you're doing it to actually do the news.
Right, but there is a certain a practice that you know the United States has held for. Well, since we had cameras, that we just don't do that. You just don't, and there's reasons for it because you just don't. You know, if you don't understand the reasons why you don't do it, you shouldn't be in the conversation. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Don't be in it. And this other jackass, this Marty Langheim or whatever his name is, he cares about his wallet. Not going to the point of obvious, his supporters refuse to see it. Well, then not only me, but several other my friends are pointing out, what do you mean he cares about his wallet? This guy, he's not getting a salary as president. And he gave up his businesses to his children. He's not looking for money. He's already got all of the money.
A $1 billion lifestyle to take a yearly salary
of $365,000 a year. And give me a break. I mean, he's not looking out for
his
wallet.
Last I heard, he's only actually taking like a dollar a year.
He's taking
donating the rest of it.
He's donating it back to the American Treasury.
Yeah.
He's giving it back to the American. I'm not saying that he's a saint, but I mean he's doing everything that a saint would do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not calling the guy a saint.
The only thing I don't agree with that he's done thus far is Betsy DeVos as the education secretary.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with that one yet.
He's from Michigan, and I'm a Michigan guy, but it kind of hits close to home. And I've got a lot of friends that are teachers, and they just flat out. I mean, when it comes to education, I mean, I'm not going to badmouth her, but her practices and the way her thought process, I guess, would be the best way to say it, it isn't copacetic with
right.
Teaching
and
education.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's educated enough to do it.
Right. I mean, I am still on the fence on that one. I'm not 100% happy with that decision, but she does claim that she wants to get rid of Common Core. So if they can get rid of Common Core,
I'm on board with that one.
I'm on board with that, but because I've read on Common Core on this program.
As a parent of a 9-year old child, and going through first all the way up to fourth grade now, is what I'm dealing with. This Common Core crap, it's got to go, because all these parents.
You
drop the number, you carry the one, whatever it is, and you do it. And it gets confusing.
It's even worse than that. I read on this program, and I downloaded the actual Common Core textbooks that they were giving kindergartners, first graders, fifth graders, all the way up, and I read the crap that they were, giving these kids. And they were talking about how the UN is so great, and what they were trying to do was trying to indoctrinate the children into this globalization nonsense. And we got to get rid of that. That's got to go. Europe has already rejected it. That's why you have Brexit. Because they figured out that, hey, wait a minute. This globalization crap ain't working. It's not going to work. And Europe is having problems. You want to know what, your new world order without any borders? Well, then move to Europe. And find out what the real problems are really going on there. And that's why you not only have England getting out, but you want to have a lot of other European countries in the EU. I knew, first of all, as soon as they did that, I remember when they were doing that. Well, when they started doing that crap, what, it was in the late 90s or something? I went, oh, man, this is nuts. These people are crazy. I never was a big fan of Europe anyway. They've always been out of their freaking minds. But I said, this is not going to work. There's no way in hell. And then the guy, other people wrote, to him, wait a minute, he's only paying $1 to be president and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Maybe you haven't checked the stock market, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, oh, nobody disliked him? Really? And I'm thinking, well, he only won, the majority of the counties in the United States. If you look at the electoral map, it's majority red. And the only part that's blue are these inner cities. And this is why we have the Electoral College. People need to understand. Okay, this popular vote, it is a popular vote, but it's a popular vote within the state. Not within the entire country, because we are a republic. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. We are a republic, and people don't understand what that word means. We are a different republic than all other republics. We are unique. It's completely different. We have 50 states. When we started, we only had 13. Well, the reason why, unlike what Martin Sheen, who is not a very good actor, by the way, but that's beside the point, who wants to tell you that the Electoral College was designed so that if an incompetent president was elected president, the electors could have the opportunity to not vote the president in. Well, no.
Wait.
Sorry, Martin Sheen. You needed to do a little bit more homework before you ran your fat frickin' mouth off. The Electoral College was created because we are a republic. Now, within that republic, every state must be represented. So if you're going to have this so-called popular vote, which makes no sense at all, and if you're going to go by strictly the popular vote, Well, one, you're going to have to get rid of the 17th Amendment. You're going to have to get rid of the states. Now, you get rid of the
right.
states, you're also going to have to get rid of the senators. Now, how many senators do you realistically think that are going to vote them out of a job? They're not going to do it. Now, the 17th Amendment. Now, I know a lot of people, they think, oh, well, that's the way to go because the senators represent us, so we've got to vote for them. No, you idiot. The House of Representatives is what represents the people. The Senate represents the states. So not only do you have the states represented in our government, but you have the people represented in our government. And these people, they just simply do not understand this. And it makes no sense to me. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. When I went to high school, I learned this. How can these people have known maybe they and then forgot it or just dismissed it? But look,
yeah, well, I think
the
it's
House
collective
of,
memory is what it is.
Right. But the House of Representatives represent the people. The Senate is supposed to represent the states. That's why the states, the state legislatures, were the ones that voted for the senators. And I really wish we would go back to that, because if we went back to that, we would have a much more well-balanced government. But right now, we don't have a balanced government. And they talk about the popular vote, the popular vote, the popular vote, the popular vote. Well, the popular vote is within each state, because we are a republic. Every state must be represented. And if you're going to go in the United States simply by this so-called stupid popular vote, which we all do know that there's a lot of people in these inner cities that should not be voting but do vote. Okay, there's always been illegal votes since voting began. And it, you're never going to get rid of all of it. Okay? But,
right.
The, you know what I'm saying? But the
oh, absolutely.
The so-called popular vote that they keep talking about, they just simply don't understand. Now, if we're going to go strictly by the popular vote, that would mean we would only need a few cities, a few big cities in this country that could elect our president every single 4 years. Well, now, what does that say about the person who lives in Kansas? What does that say about the person who lives in Delaware? What does that say about
right.
the person
that
lives
point,
in Minnesota?
It's going to make right. you think that, I mean, your vote really doesn't count. Oh, why should I go? I mean, because based
well,
on population,
if we went
I mean,
to
we'll
the
look
popular
at New York.
Vote, you just hit the nail on the head, Jeremy. If
yeah.
we were going to go strictly by the popular vote, yes, the majority of the votes in this country would not count, because the majority of these cities, they're all liberal because they're told if you, you know, it's just, you know, the mantra that they, you know.
But see, I don't think they wouldn't count. If it literally went by popular vote, all this rhetoric and backlash would have been done and over with, because especially with this past election with Trump and Hillary. All right. Let's obviously major example here. A lot of people that even I know, there's a lot of people I know didn't vote. I mean, they didn't do it because their philosophy was my vote doesn't count. Because
right.
it's not popular vote. They don't take every single vote and just tally everything up because of the elect. And they're even given like electoral colleges and this and that on how, you know, even though the state's majority is going swaying one direction or the other, the electoral college can still sway the other direction. So that's their feelings. And honestly, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I'm not going to, you know, lash out and do rioting and this and that because, you know, my candidate didn't win. I mean, I didn't vote for Obama either of the times he was reelected. I just didn't do it because, well, I think he's a friggin' idiot and had thought he was going to be a piss poor president. But that's just my
own opinion.
And
he was.
And beside the point, what I'm trying to say is, if they go straight,
well,
popular
we've got
vote,
unfortunately,
then,
Jeremy, we've got 20 seconds, and they're going to cut
goodness.
Me off. I know. I just got it in
that
my
went
head.
By quick.
Oh my
that
God,
went by
we were
real
on,
quick.
I only lost 20 minutes, and you know, of the show before I finally got on, and here we are. We're done. So we got 10 seconds, Jeremy. Thank you very much for calling in tonight, and hopefully you call in tomorrow night. Hopefully Blog Talk Radio doesn't screw with me tomorrow night, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody!
Later, Cap.